And following NPR, time for state and local stories on WMOT. Auto sales are headed lower, but the trend doesn't appear to be a threat to Tennessee auto assembly jobs. In late April, Ford Motor Company announced it plans to end production of several car lines, including the Taurus, Focus, Fiesta, and Fusion. Americans are once again buying trucks and SUVs in large numbers. Crossover vehicles are also chipping away at the market for traditional sedans. Automakers are happy with the trend because profit margins are much higher on the larger vehicles. Here's General Motors President Mary Barra last week on a conference call with reporters.
Deliveries of GM's newest crossovers in the U.S. and China doubled year over year in the first quarter, led by the GMC Terrain, the Chevrolet Traverse and Equinox, and the Baojun 510 and 530.
That's good news for GM employees at Spring Hill. The plant is currently building two crossovers, the Cadillac XT5 and the GMC Acadia. Just two of the six vehicle lines being produced by Nissan in Smyrna are sedans. Volkswagen's producing a crossover at its plant in Chattanooga. Veteran auto analyst Jim Gillette says the larger vehicles and crossovers are likely to remain popular.
They sit higher, they're easier to see the road and around you, and they have more storage space than the typical sedans.
But Gillette cautions that American automakers could be hurt if a sudden spike in gas prices should force car buyers back into more fuel-efficient sedans. That's local news for this hour. Join us for Tennessee News every hour at 4 minutes past on Roots Radio.